on clearing the clutter inside and out, we are talking about gifts. Do you go into debt when buying gifts and have holiday hangover in January? Are you looking to simplify the season, yet still want to get those you love presents? Every year, do you vow to be more organized in your gift giving? Let's wrap up our month focusing on the holidays.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter, looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
In 2015, shoppers around the country spent an average of $882 for gifts, up from $861 in 2014, according to the 31st Annual Survey on Holiday Spending from the American Research Group, Incorporated. Meanwhile, the average American debt stands at $5,700. What are your statistics? Are you aware of every gift you purchase or simply buy something when you see it? Are you overwhelmed with the thought of paying for gifts? Don't drop before you shop. I talk a lot about awareness. Be aware of falling into the trap of paying more than you can afford. Discuss with family and friends. Many of them probably feel the same way you do and will be relieved that you suggested it. I have two brothers, Justin and John, and I talked to them and said, hey, I love you, but I don't want to get you any more Christmas gifts anymore. How do you all feel about this? They were on the same page with me. We also took it a step further, and we had Justin do this because he's the baby and really funny, and people tend to respond much better to him. So Justin talked to my father and said, hey, we love everyone, but we're blessed. We have a lot. We just really need to cut down. And so my father said, let me talk to your aunts. And because my entire family gets together for Christmas. So my father talked to my aunts, and what we decide and what we do in my family is the generation above gives to the generation below. Because my aunt said, it gives me joy to give you gifts, and I don't want to stop that. And who am I to prevent someone from having joy? So for instance, my father and all the relatives at that level give to my generation and the generation below me. My generation gives to all the kids, the younger generation. And when they all have their own kids, we will give to two sets of people. We love it, and it's worked for our family. So I encourage you, talk to people and see if you can trim your gift list. Also, look at your friends' gift list. If you have a lot of friends and run in the same circle, can you do a secret Santa or pick one person? Pare down whom you give to. Someone might get angry. If someone cares that much, is it really someone you want to be friends with and buy a gift for? Give from your heart, not from obligation. Who do you really want to give to? I will give gifts to my nieces and nephew forever. Once you've done that, create a list of all the gifts you need to buy and then a budget. Write this down, not in your head. You can do a total amount or break it down by person. You will be keeping a running track of how much you spend, again, not in your head. Once you create your budget, plan to stick to it. Honor yourself that you won't add to your stress by spending more than you said you would. Getting organized. Many people wait until the last minute to shop for gifts. I am the type of person that shops year-round. I found my husband's anniversary gift for September before the 4th of July. Because people wait to the last minute, they often are stressed out and overwhelmed and likely to overspend or get something that's not a good match. First, create a gift shelf or area. This reduces stress over last-minute shopping. It also allows you to spread time and money out over the year. Next, find a place to store. Under the bed, in the closet, up in the attic, etc. Consider boxes of uniform size for easy storage and stacking. Next, find some way to keep an inventory. Paper, phone, index card, an app. Always be on the lookout for deals. Flea markets, yard, and estate sales are great places to find gems. I am a fan of regifting. If you do regift, make sure you write down whom you received it from and make sure you don't re-gift in the same circle. I am doing this podcast in October for the holiday season, but I'm going to encourage you to think more broadly about your gift giving. Think about this now or at the beginning of the year to create a list of all the gifts you need to purchase: birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, holidays, etc. Create separate lists for people and occasion. Write down ideas, sizes, hobbies, and a monetary limit. Write the year in gifts so you won't repeat. Keep your master list in your purse, in an app, on your phone. You never know when you'll see the perfect gift.
Surrounded by clutter, tired of the stress it creates, ready to find peace of mind and reduce your anxiety? Our comprehensive How to Declutter Your Life course guides you step by step in how to clear clutter and simplify your life. Each section is 3 months, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, and features manageable to-dos. A bonus month on clearing energetic clutter is also included. Choose either workbook or video course. How to Declutter Your Life is designed to build a strong foundation for releasing clutter and continued personal growth. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Go through your list at the beginning of the month and see what you need to purchase. Cross off when you purchase. My husband and I each received double birthday gifts 1 year from someone. I didn't have the heart to tell them they had already gotten us presents because they always complain about how disorganized they are. You can use a recipe box, Excel spreadsheet, or a master holiday notebook. Do what works best for you. Finally, give the gift with no strings attached. Allow the recipient to do what they want. Maybe that is re-gifting. Maybe they want to sell it. Don't attach your feelings to the gift. If you are truly giving from love, you won't worry about what happens to the gift. Green gifts. It's easy to be green and incorporate that into your gift giving. If you really want to go green, opt for no gifts. Here are some suggestions. Give experiences. How about tuition for class, a camping trip, membership, concert tickets, a massage, groceries? Donate to your recipient's favorite cause. Give a gift in their name and make sure the charity knows you're doing so. Make your own gifts. Do you knit? How about making jam or soup, or soaps and scrubs? Give the gift of time. Babysit, pet sit, make dinner and deliver. Offer to do something ambitious like start a home garden. Buy the seeds and tools and then help them plant. Get your creativity on with a favorite recipes, books, or photos for an album or calendar. Buying used saves resources, reduces emissions, keeps more packaging and unwanted items out of the landfill, and saves money. Before you stop me, consider these ideas. For babies and toddlers, check out consignment stores. They often have high-quality, rarely used clothing, toys, and furniture. For kids and teens, look to Craigslist, Freecycle, garage sales. You can find Barbies and action figures for a deal. For the men in your life, check out swap meets, pawn shops, and yard sales. You can get good buys on outdoor sporting equipment and power tools. For the lovely lady in your life, look to consignment shops, antique stores, and pawn stores for jewelry, eBay for purses, and Craigslist for exercise equipment. Takeaways from today's podcast. Create a budget and stick to it. Keep running tabs on the gifts you purchase so you don't overspend. Create a gift shelf or area to know where your gifts are. This reduces stress over last-minute shopping and allows time and money to be spread out over the year. Want to be green? Opt for no gifts. Think outside the box when buying used, giving experiences, or using your creativity, giving the gift of time, etc. I have had so much fun podcasting since 2014 and host my podcast with Libsyn. Starting your own podcast? You can get your current month and the next month free on Libsyn with the coupon CLUTTER. I love that Libsyn has great customer service, and I never have to worry that they're going to go out of business and leave me in the lurch. For more information, go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Go out, Clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, so what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.